The Rural Health Working Group met Tuesday in Larned. Eric Van Allen told the group Kansas spends a total of about $400 million a year on behavioral health, roughly $175 million of that through the Medicaid program. Van Allen, who represents a Boston-based behavioral health management company called Beacon Health Options, suggested Kansas might try shifting some of those costs onto the federal government. Van Allen says it's never been done before, but it might be possible to implement a limited form of Medicaid expansion covering only behavioral health needs. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier didn't seem eager to try it.
The specific program that he was talking about has not been available to do that now. I think that's speculation.
Kansas is one of 19 states to reject expanded Medicaid eligibility under the Affordable Care Act, which may be eliminated under a Trump presidency. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Brian Thompson.